Hello, welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast. My name is Bulge, and I'm miserable. Joining me tonight is John.
Hello, mate, all right?
And Noodle, who I secretly dislike.
Not so secretly, but hello, Bulge. How are you this evening?
Miserable. How are you?
I'm hang on, what was it he says? What's it you say about my optimism?
Disgusting, no.
The positivity or something, isn't it?
Disgustingly optimistic or something.
Something like that.
What is it you say, Bulge? What are you
saying? I don't fucking know.
Scanyers.
I don't fucking know. I'm going.
No, Bulge, don't leave. John, it's just going to be me and you now, mate. Bulge. Please.
Oh, sounds like he's gone.
Honestly.
It's like he was never here, to
be It's fair. Almost like he was never here. But do you know what? I knew he'd storm out mid-episode. I just didn't think it would be today.
You know, I had a feeling that I wouldn't be able to keep... That he might leave after I couldn't keep the impression up.
I thought, right, like I said, I knew at some point he was going to leave. Of all the nights, I thought he was going to storm out halfway through. Really didn't think it was going to be this one.
So if you haven't guessed, it's a twosome this evening.
Yeah, there is no Bulge to speak of.
Nine Bulge. Nicked. It's probably better, isn't it? Nicked Bulge.
Kinda, had I thought.
Yeah.
Kinda Bulge.
Kinda, yeah. Anyway, who knows?
I'd say kinda.
Bulge would probably know, but he's not here. So.
Well, I know. I'm the one learning German.
Yeah, but Bulge knows all, isn't he? He's like a woman. He's an encyclopedia.
He is like a woman at times. He can be. Well,
so,
earlier.
Welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Disbulge All Evening podcast.
Fucking right it is.
Yeah, Roy!
We both were like, oh, should we bother? Should we do it? Do we need to? And then we both collectively at the same time went, oh, we could slag off Bulge. Bang. Fucking record.
We'll
we
worry
go.
About the consequences on another day.
The thing is, this whole argument to anything ever is, when I'm here, aren't I? But he's not.
No.
So fuck you.
So now he has no argument.
Yeah, exactly. The whole weight of his argument, gone.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Again. In the ear.
No, this does actually sound like we're bitching about him a little bit.
Here we are. No, I'm joking.
No, so poor old Bulge, he's had another one of those days. One of those fucking, I think... Reading between the lines.
Oh, yeah.
I think...
On a promise?
No.
Oh.
I think this is the problem.
Not on a promise.
Well, I don't think there was any of the hookers in the normal place. And he's had no one to murder all day.
He's got a twitchy dagger arm, is he?
Well, you know, the problem is he's probably... Ooh, a little bit... Ooh. No.
Out of sorts.
I think the thing is that he's very Ted Bundy-esque. In the way he likes to kill.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if there's no hookers to kill, he might turn Jeffrey Dahmer-ish and kill you.
Ah, you know.
And then fuck your body.
Again. Just rotting meat, Mom. My refrigerator broke again. Yeah, no, if we can avoid that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's probably nice. Probably for the best that he didn't come.
Yeah.
Because one of... You would have died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder which one it would have been. He'd have just walked in that door, sighed, and stabbed me. Slowly. What was it they say? All work, no play?
Yeah.
That's the lorry driver's motto, isn't it?
It is, basically, yeah.
That's why they need to do that murdering. Can't just... Steer this big fucking disc thing in front of me.
Hey, my lorry driver.
Hey. Hey, man. How are you doing? Oh, lordy, lord.
Oh, dear.
So, just me and Jim.
Just me and thee, boy.
Yeah, we've...
How are we?
I'm a man. You know, considering, I'm fantastic.
I've not mid been... to middling, as Benny would
mid
say.
Mid to middling, yeah. Well, I've not had Bulge, you know, calling me every sort of fat, receding hairline sort of name under the sun, which is good. You know, it's always a positive.
Yeah. You were a poorly boy there, weren't you?
I was a poorly boy.
You've been a poorly boy last weekend.
Horrible, mate. Didn't very short-lived. Well, a bit more than normal.
Well,
there we go.
Obviously, the night that me and Benny went and collected the E39 because you couldn't be fucked.
Correct.
Yeah. Obviously, at that point, I was a poorly boy.
You had a chest infection.
This was the thing, is that the same as what you've just said. Yeah. I mean, I had some sort of French virus. Like, it gave up after 2 days of battle and went, we ain't going to win this.
Sacre bleu.
Yeah. Champs-Élysées.
We're going home.
Yeah. Any other Only Fools and Horses references are available
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Petit Pois, yeah. etc.
Monge Toots. Yeah. All of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I genuinely, the day before we went to collect the E39, mm-hmm. I honestly thought I had a chest infection. My chest was horrendous, rattly and
really
sore, horrible cough. And then
you were running like the E39.
Yeah, basically, at air leak.
Rattling and coughing.
More on that later.
not the
chest infection.
Not the rattling and coughing.
Yeah. Yes, I was very unwell. But then I think did we collect it on a Tuesday? I think we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then by the Wednesday, I started feeling a bit better. And Thursday, I felt fine.
Mad, isn't it?
I was like, that was weird.
The whole weekend, it hit me Friday like afternoon, Friday midday really, and it just progressively got worse.
Yeah,
progressively. Friday night, no good.
Mm.
To man nor beast, in bed early, napped, and then went to bed early. Saturday, dead. Sunday, still bad, but slightly better than I was the day before.
Yeah,
but to the point on the Friday and Saturday. More so the Saturday, I was kind of thinking, I'm going to struggle for work on Monday.
Yeah.
And I work for myself. You know, I couldn't just, won't be in tomorrow, boss. Coming out of both ends, bye, again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was, yeah, I had to go in. I was kind of thinking, could I do this? That's how bad it was.
Mm.
Monday, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to work, I'm not very good at being ill. I whinge, bitch. I'm just not very good.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Do not like it. I don't like being uncomfortable.
No.
You know?
Well.
Which is why I initially bulged once a fortnight. And we're now, what day is it? Wednesday.
Yeah.
And apart from a bit of a tickly cough and the odd bit of chlem.
Well, on the note,
which is just a side note, it's got to be one of the weirdest spelt words in the English language, I think, isn't
it? Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got an X in it, for a start.
No, it's got G in it. P-H-L-E-G.
I think there's an X, a Y, Z. There's an A and a B and a C, and all the ones in between.
I don't think there's an X in phlegm.
And there's a P and a H and a G and a Y. Is there a Y in it?
No, I think it's just phlegm, basically. Or perlegum.
Perlegum. Try and spell it. No, I'll Google it.
I'm sure it's P-H-L-E...
I'll Google what you
All
say.
Right, I'll just... Yeah.
Come on, right then.
P-H...
Go on and spell it, John.
P-H-L-E-G-M.
Right, I've accidentally hit the delete key numerous times.
Yeah, fucking great big fingers.
P-H...
Mm.
Then what?
L.
L.
E.
E.
G.
G.
M.
M. Correct.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sputum.
On the note of things coming out of both ends in bodily fluids.
No, Bulge isn't here.
Sign up to our Patreon. How's that for a fucking tedious link?
Fantastic. Very good.
So,
very good.
If you are not already a member of our Patreon, mm-hmm. which is 96% of you.
I think if we carry the... So did you remember to carry the two?
I did, yes.
You did? Because I always thought if you carry the two, then it's down near everybody.
Yeah, so probably more like 98% of you then.
Yeah.
Firstly, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
And secondly...
It's just ignorant at this point.
Secondly, come on.
Come on.
There
was a bone down the internet.
I don't feel like I need to tell you where you need to go.
Because you know.
The link's in the bio.
Mm.
Patreon.com.
Give the full link.
/lemonlifeautopod. It'll make your life better. You'll have more enjoyment on a monthly basis. Your missus might not get beaten up by you quite as often. But from what I've heard, if you do listen to the free podcast and you're not a Patreon, from what I've heard, you are a wife beater.
Yeah, which, I mean, legally stated.
Yeah.
You know, fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, no slander or anything. It's just
No, that's just a straight up fact.
Yeah. Hang on. Order. Did you refer to him as a... What did you say?
Wife beater?
Did you refer to him as a wife beater? Yes. Well, you can't do that in this day and age. He only listens to the free episodes of the Patreon and Lemonade Lifestyle. Bang! Jail! Sign up the fucking pod. Patreon now. What? Honestly.
Yeah, and your community service will be to sign up to the Patreon.
Yes. No. On the top tier.
No, that doesn't sound
getting carried
good.
Away.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it sound like it's corporal punishment to listen to us again. Which,
I mean, you know,
now I mention
not
it,
not far wrong, really.
It's gonna be up there.
It's gotta be hanging, bedding,
death row.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to know,
well, there you go. Another tedious link.
What meal we would order as our last meal on death row? Then fucking head over to http://patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. What the fuck are you doing, fam? Get over there now, for fuck's sake. Yeah. If you're a long-term listener,
just fucking
do it.
Sign up to it. Dubba. Again.
Ross. Again. That's it. God. It's just those two that listen. And I don't even know if they do listen.
No.
Dubba's got to listen to something while he's painting that fucking Integra again, isn't
again,
he?
Again, yeah.
Again. Christ.
Yeah. Oh, I better change all of the bolts again.
Vroom.
I don't know why he turned into Pete. Oh, Gordon Integra.
Oof. Rin, din, din.
Oh,
take the fastest
dear.
Revving car ever and still make its own pedestrian.
Oh dear.
Hit the V. No, you've run out of fuel. Anyway, get up to fucking patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. It'll be the best thing you do today, I reckon.
It'll be the best thing you do all year.
Yeah. Honestly, you'll sign up and you think, God, do you know what? Why didn't I do this sooner?
And you won't even notice the money going. That is
pennies.
The worst part about it.
It is pennies.
As far as we're concerned, is that it's not like you're going to look in your bank account and go, "What? Where the fuck has all that money gone?"
Yeah. Or you think, oh, I should have, I mean, I spent a bit of that, but I mean, I did have that in there, but I should have that in there. Oh, fucking hell. Why have I only got that in there? You know.
Been there.
Okay.
Worn the t-shirt.
Anyway.
Currently wearing said t-shirt.
Yeah.
So.
It's not a t-shirt for me, it's my skin. It's every fibre of my being.
Not for long. I made terrible financial decisions.
Right, so head over to patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. Fucking hundreds of episodes. If you listen to this, you need things to listen to.
Yeah. You're scraping the barrel.
Yeah, I mean, you've tried everything else. White noise.
You've tried the best. Now try the rest.
You've tried the mediocre. Now try us. You've tried the downright shit. How the fucking hell are they going to podcast? Now try us.
Our patron is basically that point where you scrape, you're right scraping at the bottom of the barrel, and then you do manage to actually get the spoon into the corner, and you end up with another spoonful of mediocre comedy nickel.
I think that's what it is recently, yeah. We've upgraded to comedy nickel.
Yeah.
No, what we are is, if someone placed a barrel on a big pot of shit, right... If somebody...
Oh, the face involved in that as well.
Well, because that was my trying face.
I know.
Right, hang on, do this again. Hang on. No, come on. If someone took a barrel and put it on a giant pile of shit, right, and then they scraped the bottom of the barrel and then kept scraping and scraping...
Eventually.
Eventually. you'll hear our Patreon podcast. We're doing a fantastic job of selling it. Bulge, would you sign up? Us as a mocking laugh. Yeah. As you said, the Patreon episodes, we got free reign. We talk about whatever we want.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong. We have a field of opportunity and things to talk about. Yeah. We reap none of that, right? I mean,
we could be relevant and on topic.
Yeah.
We choose not to.
Nope. I mean, you don't even want to know what we talked about in the last one. You don't want to know. But if you do, patreon.com/MLiveAutopod. You just said it, yeah. There's a load of fantastic back catalogue of episodes.
Yeah.
There is the Discord, which, honestly, brilliant. And what else? Some fucking merch.
Merch. Yeah, just supporting your mates. Yeah. How about that?
Just, yeah. I mean, that should be number one.
If you listen to this podcast...
F.
If you listen to this podcast, you're one of our mates.
Yeah, as far as we're concerned, genuinely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know us. We don't know you.
Oh, you won't know this.
Oh.
You know Kevin from Rhode Island.
Oh, yes.
He was listening to our Patreon episode.
Oh.
Where we talked, I think we were talking about shitholes and Taunton came up.
Mm.
As he was listening to that, he drove through Taunton, Massachusetts.
Really?
Straight up, yeah.
Awesome.
I asked him for a picture, and he said that's also a shithole as well. So he said it must be a name thing. I was like, I think it might be.
It's wind.
So I asked him if he could take a picture of the Taunton, Massachusetts sign, because I quite like to see that, because I'm just a nerd about these sort of things.
When you were a child, did you ever think when you saw a sign that said twinned with some village in France, did you ever think it was the same? Like,
I generally, yeah, because the word
honest
twin,
to God, yeah,
I thought that they, at exactly the same time,
yeah,
they built,
yeah,
identical
honest
towns.
Honest to God, there was years of my life, yeah, where I used to think, God, can you imagine driving through that place,
yeah,
in France,
yeah,
that's twinned with Bampton?
But do you know
what
I thought?
And you know, there's a bakery there, and it's the same,
yeah,
and the river, and the bridge.
They've got a happy shopper as well.
Yeah.
Le happy shopper. But I also thought it was mirrored.
Oh,
I
right.
thought it was like exactly the same, but
yeah,
like...
instead of turning right, you turn left.
Yeah, that sort of
awesome.
Thing. This is so nerdy. I've actually been to the village, which is twinned with Ofcombe.
Does it say on the sign?
Twinned with Ofcombe, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've got a picture of it somewhere. It's a picture of Simon Meester next to it, but yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Purely by accident, I didn't go to France purely to visit this place. And much like Ofcombe, very underwhelming.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe it is, you know, a direct copy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Le Happy Shopper, Le Oslo, Le Jorge Inn,
Le Aussies Kebabby,
Le Shirley's Hairdressers,
Le Cold Arbor Mill,
Le Island de Reese. Anyway, this is far too... I mean, it couldn't be more local than the tiny, tiny fucking thousand population village I grew up in and went to school at.
Shithole.
Shithole. Ruffcombe is its nickname.
Yeah.
Called a bulge.
Anyway,
thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, it's been a laugh,
that's
isn't
all
it?
That's all got, because bulge in New York.
So, we were going to talk about our update.
Yeah.
To Bulge, because Bulge doesn't know the update.
No.
Which we kept it on the DL.
Yeah.
Only so that we could involve Bulge, and there would... we would have that outside opinion of someone who wasn't there when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So...
but he had better things to be doing.
Yes.
Than fucking around with us, couple of apes. The list be long.
Pulling toenails off is takes much higher priority.
Actually, and this is no joke now, he actually isn't here because he's washing his hair, is what he said, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm adding bits.
Yeah.
He's
something to do with the wash, anyway.
He said, I'm just getting a fucking door. Spot on.
Yeah.
I need to shower.
Yeah.
Which is basically the equivalent of I'm washing my hair.
Yeah.
And do you know what annoyed me about that? And I'm calling him out on air right now, but he'll agree with me on this. He said, oh, I just walked to the door. I need to shower, really. He is the smallest out of us, and he has the least amount of hair out of all of us.
Yeah, but he's got the most amount of penis.
You'll clean that, do you? Fucking hell. Very avant-garde of you, Jonathan. Jeez. Tell me you use deodorant next.
And toothpaste.
Work of the devil.
Fucking toothpaste.
Isn't it ironic that me and you get just a little bit more childish when Bolt isn't here?
Every time. Oh, it descends into chaos.
Oh, Lord.
Every time.
That means nothing to anybody but us.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah. We've mentioned Pete twice and things he says. We've mentioned the village I grew up in as a fucking population of 1,000 people in it. Anyway. So back to the update that Bulge isn't here for.
Yes. So, as our regular listeners would know, in the last episode, we...
Yeah, one episode ago.
Yeah. We disclosed that myself, Niall and Benny had a three-way.
Hello.
In an E39.
Yep. Rather spacious, not that we needed much.
No, well...
I don't know, actually.
So, yes, the E39, we dragged the old girl back, chucked a little bit of fuel in it,
mm-hmm.
chucked a jump pack on her, and turned the key, and... yeah, it tried to live, which was something.
Yeah.
You know,
she wanted it to, bless her.
Yeah, it did. It did have a damn good go at it. Got it to a point where it would idle for, I don't know, 45 seconds to a minute before demising again. Yeah.
And making a weird noise in the process as well.
Yeah. So anyway, we set about a couple of weekends ago to give the old girl a cervix.
Yarp.
Including fuel filter.
Mm-hmm.
And we just basically got cracking on it.
Yeah.
So we got there. I got there.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Somewhere around 3/4 of a day later, you two fucking helmets turned up.
I was there before Benny.
Yes, you were.
Which is, you know...
Impressive.
I mean, yes, for me.
Yeah. So... Anyway, eventually...
It wasn't that bad. I got there about 20 past 10. We arranged to meet at 10-ish.
Yeah, 10.
Ish.
10.
I think you said, meet me here at Sean Connery's favourite sport. Which, of course, is... 10-ish.
Okay. That, I'm not going to lie. That was straight over the top, that one. Yeah. Had no idea where that was going. I was like... Snooker?
Snooker o'clock.
Shocker? I don't know.
Do you want to hear my other Sean Connery joke just very quickly?
Go on then.
Sean Connery, he found an old piece of wood and he thought, yes, I know what I'm going to do with this. I'm going to put it up on the wall. He'd never tried any carpentry before. Obviously, well known as an actor, but he thought, fuck it. I'm going to put this up on the wall, put some nice things on it. He put it up, level. Looked good, put some things on it, walked away, fell down. And he went, oh, I'm ashamed of myself.
Okay.
Bulge, please come back.
That was poor.
Oh, go on, then. You tell me a fucking joke that's so good, though.
Well, I don't have any jokes about Sean Connery because they're poor.
They're actually Sean Connery related. Just tell me a joke now. Because they're what?
They're all poor.
Oh, poor. Obviously, Roger Moore.
Yeah, so we got going on the 39. Obviously, first port of call before we did too much was see if we were relatively confident it was an air leak somewhere.
Yep.
So the pipe had cracked that went to the crankcase ventilation.
Well, let's give you some credit here, Jonathan. You spent some time having a little poker because it's at your work.
Yeah,
this car,
yeah.
And I mean, for somebody who claims that all they do is work and, oh, God, Christ, you know, found rather a large amount of time to poke around the thing, thankfully.
Yeah.
And found... Because did we say about the... Because didn't you... You were fiddling about the last time we recorded, the evening of.
Yes.
And you found that the idle control valve, potentially, pipework, iffy.
That's where I was leaning towards, because when I unplugged the idle control valve,
yeah,
it didn't make any difference. Mm. So to and me,
I had a split
that
hose on my compact, I had a split hose coming either to or from or fucking where the idle control valve, and ran like a piece of shit. Nothing to do with the idle. Ran like a piece of shit. It must have been after, because it must have been getting a reading and going, oh, this.
Yeah.
And then a fuckload more air was getting in, and it was cutting out and popping and banging and bang. Like that.
Yeah.
So, kind of made a bit of sense.
I had a look at the idle control valve, and I just kind of resigned myself to it's going to be in and around that area.
Mm-hmm.
So then I carried on sort of poking around the vacuum lines that go near that, and it came across the crank case ventilation valve as well. And I thought, right, well, I'll disconnect that and see what it looks like inside. Mm-hmm. And when I disconnected that, the pipe just came off in my hand.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah.
This might be...
That's broken.
Yeah.
That's... Nope, shouldn't have come off in my hand like that. Only half of the pipe, I might add.
Yeah.
So I thought, this could be it.
Mm-hmm.
So I plugged it up. Didn't really make any difference. And I thought, maybe it's because it now actually can't vent. Mm-hmm. And that's the trouble. Anyway, fast forward to the Saturday. And our first port call was to... We knew the fuel wasn't great that was in it, et cetera, but before we effectively chucked the 30 litres of nice clean fuel in a car that might never run, we thought we would try and get it to run on... At least run a little bit better on that fuel. And anyway, between me and Benny, we found that there was a split in the air intake pipe after the MAF. Only a little one, admittedly, but obviously it was enough, because basically as soon as we plugged that up with a bit of instant gasket, it started trying to live a lot happier.
Yeah.
So then next port call, right, let's get the old fuel out, change the fuel filter, which we don't believe had ever been changed.
No.
I mean, the oil filter had a date on it of 2003.
One, I think. 2001?
It was, 2001.
Which is a 1998 car.
Which is a 98 car, and it's done 170,000 miles. So the chances of it doing 170,000 miles in the first 3 years of its life, relatively slim.
Yeah.
So that kind of points to the chances of it ever having a service after it left its 3 years main dealer.
I can't get my head around nil. It. How the fuck it got that far, mileage-wise?
Mental. Because the other thing as well is that the oil that came out of it, it was nasty, but it wasn't like, Jesus Christ, this
toothpaste
is... We're lucky that this is even still running.
Yeah.
It was still oilish. Mm. change your filter, gave it some fresh spark plugs. Obviously, we need to do a rocker cover gasket. We found that out.
Yeah.
Tis leaking fair.
You're forgetting something, John.
Oh, Niall did virtually all of the service work himself.
Mm. And when you say by himself...
Yeah.
You and Benny fucked off.
Yeah, we were in a different...
Yeah, no, I didn't mean you'd gone home. But you weren't in the same unit as me.
No.
And I kind of just thought, well, I'll just crack on then.
Yeah.
You know, I had some tunes blasting.
Smashed every fucking engine cover that was on there.
That was Benny.
Right.
I promise you, it was Benny. Because the bolt just kept spinning and went, fuck this.
Yanked it, snapped it in half.
Ripped it right off.
Yeah.
Actually quite inconvenient, because the way it broke meant I couldn't get to one of the spark plugs.
Shocker.
I know, the sixth one, funnily enough. But yeah, while you two were welding up a differential... I mean, not much by anybody's standard, but I cracked on.
Yeah, fucking right. And so then, yeah, we put some
We got rid of all the old stuff, and it was stale.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you could even ignite it.
Yeah.
Normally you go, I love the smell of petrol, but even this car, fucking hell, when it's that raw.
Yeah.
Just, I was right next to it, because you were with the key to turn it over to get it pumping. That's not air, but to turn the ignition on. And I was just there, and I was just like, yeah, this could be water as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know, sort of slightly yellow water.
Yeah.
So we drained the tank fully.
Yeah.
Well, as good as.
Yeah.
Chucked in a load of fresh fuel.
Yeah.
Clean full filter. Cervix. Yeah.
Clean filter, new plugs, and then obviously oil and oil filter.
Thick oil.
Air filter. No, we didn't do that.
No, we didn't do that.
Yeah, boring. Off completely.
Thick oil, like fucking honey.
Yeah.
Went everywhere as well, didn't it? Thanks to Benny.
Yeah,
again.
Thanks to Benny.
So basically, I was pouring it in. And Benny's thing, which makes sense, all to do with air displacement, always jams a screwdriver into the bottom, or the top, technically. So when you're pouring, the air can come in. It's not glug, glug, glug. But we've done that, and it just poured out like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Because it's overfilled the funnel.
Because it's so thick, it just filled everything and just went everywhere. I mean, we had a hoot all day, didn't we?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody, oh, fucking hell.
You got fucking kecked almost immediately.
Oh, my God. Whilst I was holding something as well, of great importance, I think it was to do with the draining the fuel.
Yeah, you were holding the
It kecked me, and I was fucking knob out, for what it was worth. Knob out, okay? You dickhead, Benny. He's there rolling around in the fucking aisles, laughing his ass off. I'm just able to clutch one hand away from this fucking can to pull up to cover my... I think my pubis was still on the show. Just, it was just shaft was tucked away. So yeah, we had a hoot. I tell you what, I was on the tunes that day.
Yeah.
I was proud of the service work. Even more proud of the algorithm doing me some fucking bits. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it did also throw a few fucking shit ones in there as well, didn't it? Yeah, it did. It
name
definitely
one.
Did.
But you can't even name one.
No, because I didn't know him.
Well, that's on you then.
No, because even you were like, I don't know.
I think what it was.
It was at the point when you and Benny were doing the diff and your hands were fucking minging.
Oh,
and lovely. I was in the in the car trying to get the prep work done for the for the hydro.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were a few fucking dodgy ones.
Yeah, I think there was actually. But I mean, that's quite, you know.
Oh, yeah. Because
it tracks
3 minutes.
You know.
On the whole,
because as
90% decent.
As we were discussing off air, my music taste, and yours, as it subsequently turns out, is... if you follow me on Instagram, you know what I'm on about. Because I went to go see a duo last night of sort of 80s synth pop disco kind of music, which I loved. And John went, what were you doing last night? What? Do you not listen? Yeah, that's why I'm asking. Yeah, normally it ends up sort of delving off into that or, you know, a bit Pink Floyd-y. But no, dummy solid. I was happy with that. So service done. This one got a little bit weird, wasn't it? Do you remember this? Service all done. Fresh fuel in. Found the problem. Found the leak.
Yeah.
Right, let's fire up then. This might have been before the service, to be fair. No, it was after.
No, it was definitely after.
Yeah, fired it up. Run like a bag of nails.
Yeah.
I had my foot welded to the floor, just because, fuck it, why not? I tried to make it rev, and it would go, boom, boom. That's all we could get. Foot welded to the floor. Boom. It just got up to 2,500 RPM and just,
yeah.
That's all it would do. Front fire a little bit, which kept making Benny jump, which is half the fun. And yeah, couldn't work it out. Fucking weird. That's weird. Isn't that weird? Turned it off. Yeah, I can't really see anything. No, okay. So try it again. Ear wom. 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 Okay.
And it's got an actual limiter on it as well.
It's got a proper. As we found out.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot
once
of...
Once we cut the exhaust off, chopped the back box off it, and then we were like, better see what he sounds like. Fucking hell.
Sounded right, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
Isn't it great fucking him out of a car that you don't really care about?
Oh, yeah, massively.
Because Benny, I mean, constantly... I mean, this is how he lives his life. This is why me and him got on so well. Limmy it. Go on, limmy it. Hit the limmy. Go on, limmy. And at one point, I just started out with my foot flat on the throttle, frightened the living death out. Because that vicious fan...
Yeah, is vicious.
Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be careful. Have you you've seen Gone in 60 Seconds, haven't you?
Yeah.
For those of you that have seen Gone in 60 and haven't, or have seen Gone in 60 Seconds, there's a scene in it where there's some goon kid who works for them, and he's like the fucking lackey. And he steals a car to prove that he can steal cars as well, and he's one of them. But what he does is steal a car that's got a boot full of cocaine. Or heroin, one or the other. Some sort of powdery substance that shouldn't be there. So, as they're looking at this, a copper arrives. Oh, shit, put everything away. And they leave.
Yeah, well, accidentally.
There's a pile on the floor. And this copper gets in. He's like, what, are you restoring this old nail iron? He's like, yeah. What, are you saying this isn't worth restoring? Get on. Fire it up. Give her some love and give her some revving, boy. Other American accents are available. And they're like, yeah, go on. Keep going. Rap him. And it just blows this fucking pile of drugs away. Honestly, anything within a 5 meter radius of the front end of this car was at risk. And the problem is, we had no airbox, no nothing.
No.
And a fan spinning at, I believe, a billion fucking RPM.
At least.
And I was thinking, if anything, it was all very Jurassic Park. Everything just shaking around us and sort of lifting up and a bit sort of, yeah. So I just fired up. Rind! And he shit himself, old Benny. And then he said to me as well, because we were Limmy in it and all the rest of it, Rind, bim, 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 bim. He's like, okay, that's enough now. I just turned it off, and even Benny of all people went, you're a fucking savage, you are. Yeah. I said, why? He said, turning it off from the fucking limiter. And? Ain't gonna hurt her, is it? She needs to get used to it.
She will, yeah, bless her.
So, the diff got welded up.
Yeah.
And fitted.
Yeah.
I think I still smell. I still smell the oil.
It's fucking nasty. And then, obviously, we were greeted by massive disappointment. So we actually found a diff on eBay.
Yep.
Because what we needed was a diff out of a 520. One with a shorter ratio in it.
Arc.
Because obviously it's got a fucking lazy boy diff in a 528 out the box.
Mm-hmm.
So we found that diff, and it was only up in Bath, not too far.
Nope.
You got a pub that was only 20 minutes, was it?
Yeah, about that.
15, 20 minutes from where the diff was located. So we were like, ear shag, can I pick up this date?
Yeah.
And you went over, picking up. We got it back, took the casing off, fuck all oil in it. It was all in the boot of your car.
It was, yes.
Yeah.
Still stinks.
Yeah.
And I know you can believe that.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Fucking rancid stuff.
So took the lid off of it, and fucking hell, there's no oil in here. Right, okay, well, we'll have to take the oil out of the one that we've taken off. Welded it up, put it on, and fucking pissing out. The oil was pissing out of the one of the seals on the, drive shaft end, which is... somewhat annoying. It's not the end of the world. The problem is, this is where we were stupid, is that realistically, we should have bought a pair of new seals.
Mm-hmm.
Because while it was on the floor, mm-hmm. and while it had no oil in it, mm-hmm. and while all of the other things, we could have literally just get the ammo, fucking smash the old ones out, and tap these new ones in.
Yeah,
they're 15 quid for a pair, and now I feel really fucking stupid. Because the thing's pissing out oil. So that means that we have to buy diff seals.
Yeah, but shoulda, woulda, coulda is where
hindsight, wonderful thing.
This is the problem when you're... I'm like, isn't it great having a car I don't give a fuck about? The problem with having a car like that is you don't need to worry. Like, if this was my compact, my track car, or your Cayman, whilst you're there. Every job becomes relatively expensive because whilst you're there, you might as well. You know, I bought a diff for my car, cost me 600 quid. It cost me double that to have it all oil changed and this strengthened and that added and this, that, and never did that. It was 1,200 quid by the time it actually went into the car.
Yeah.
If it was a drift car, I would have just bought that diff and just linged it in there and hoped for the best.
Yeah.
In the same way that we just bought a diff, linged it in there and hoped for the best.
Yeah. Thankfully, the diff was not 600 quid. You can take a zero off.
You
the
can
end
actually
of that.
Take a zero off, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we paid 60 quid for this diff, so not the end of the world. So,
Benny, but one thing I will say, because, I mean, you were doing a hell of a lot of work getting it, the hydro basically sort of married
mounted,
up and
ready
mounted.
To go, yeah.
It was a fucker to get this diff out and back in again.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
No.
I've personally, believe it or not, not exactly, you know, favoured spanner wielder, but I've changed diffs, or I've been heavily involved in diff changes. Benny, I think he's changed more diffs than he has engine oil.
Yeah.
And he likes to change engine oil at 4,000 miles. So make of that what you will. And even he was like, this is a fucker. I've never had this much hassle taking a diff out.
I know you two joke about it and laugh about it, but honestly, subframe bushes on a 5 series, on an E39, are an absolute twat.
Is it just a touring, or is it just an E39?
Well, touring. I haven't done one on a...
I'd assume they're the same.
I would have thought so. But then it's air suspension on the back of a touring, isn't it? So I don't know if it is different on the subframe.
That is true.
But it is an absolute twat of a job. Mm. For no real good reason, other than the fact that... Why is that bolt there?
Yeah.
Well, how am I supposed to get to that?
And again, this is the upside of working on stuff I don't care about. It was just get that fucking lever bar, get the hammer.
Yeah.
Put all your weight on that.
What's that? The spare wheel well's in the way.
Yeah.
Have you tried hitting the spare wheel well?
No, put all your 16 stone on that lever bar. The rest.
That's why you were sat down.
Yeah. That's why I only used one leg. But yeah, things got bent and moved and fucking get out of the way.
Yeah.
And it was job and a half.
Yeah. I mean, the plus side is that we don't have to take the diff out to do the seals.
No.
We've got to just get the drive shafts out.
I thought we did.
Way.
I don't know why, but I just remember thinking, nah.
Yeah.
I was so close to just being like...
This is the trouble, isn't it? Like, rocker cover gasket. Well, we'll just put more oil in it.
Yeah.
Wait till it gets exceptionally bad and then consider changing it.
Oh, trust me. I've owned loads of old ropey Beamers.
Yeah.
They've all had oil leaks.
Yeah.
And even you've been like, you know, had that sorted yet? I'm like... Why? I don't particularly... The car's such a runaround, as far as I'm concerned.
And look what I can do here. Open this top, put some more oil in it, close the top.
Lever, lift, twist, open, pour. Done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, to the point when you realise, I spent more in oil than...
than fuel.
I mean, for a while, you knew which parking space was mine.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad, wasn't it? That was the
F10.
That
was really bad, yeah.
Lord.
That was horrendous, that one.
Yeah.
So obviously we've got to do rocker cover gasket. Well,
just to get up to where we are.
Sorry.
Ours running, right?
Yep, beauty.
Welded diff is in.
Yep.
Hydro is physically in.
Mounted, yeah.
Mounted.
Not plumbed,
that's the word I was
looking
for. Not plumbed, but it is physically in the car, bolted into the car. Sterling work, whoever he is. Issues that we've come across. Rocker cover gasket, because when I was changing the plugs... Two of them were just caked in oil.
Yeah.
Diff seal thing, drive shaft seals.
Yeah.
Because it's, leaking many.
Yeah, and the trouble is that it's not easy to put oil in the diff. I know it might sound silly, but it's the truth. In one sense, it's okay because I've got syringe, so it makes life a lot easier.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it means you have actually got to get underneath the car properly and et cetera, et cetera. And those fucking plugs for doing the diff oil, they're not meant to be in and out.
No. And what we're using it for is going to sort of very sort of diff heavy.
Yeah.
The diff's doing a lot of the work.
Yeah. We are thinking potentially that it might need a clutch.
Well, I'm in the camp of it needs a clutch. Because clutches take a lot of abuse on drift days.
Yeah.
For one. So if it's 70% worn, it's going to be 100 very a lot quicker than normal.
Yeah.
And on private land, genuinely private land probably ish. We were taking it for test drives, quote unquote. Or test slides.
Yeah.
Really. And I give it holy hell in first. Bim 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 bim. Grab second, just got a... Forrest Gump wasn't there. That was all clutch.
Journey.
It was all clutch. And it was like, whoa, back out of that one then.
Yeah.
And yeah, a few clutch kicks here and a bit of this and a bit of that. Yeah. I just think... I just don't want our first day... Because there's going to be three of us as well.
Yes, yeah.
You go out, have a go. Yeah. Benny goes out, has a go, clutch is dragging a bit. I go out, stranded.
Yeah.
Don't get fucking one slide. Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, I'm just like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
I mean, might as well.
Obviously, we'll be doing that on the cheap.
Oh, fuck me, yeah.
Clutch plate.
Yeah.
Pressure plate, maybe. Unlikely.
Unlikely. Yeah.
How much for an clutch plate, please? Well, £26.
Well, we do recommend... We know. We're not
gonna
doing
stop
that.
You there. Yeah. How much for a clutch plate, please?
Breath will be wasted, okay? And one thing that will be wasted is pounds. Just the plate, please. And naught else.
Yeah.
Coilovers have been ordered.
They're here.
How quick was that?
I know, right? So, to filly all in, I...
Who's he?
We was having a look for coilies. And you found some initially for about 230, 240 quid.
I think they were even less than that.
Somewhere around there. Yep. But they were bare bones. Mm-hmm. You had to either reuse top mounts or, for what we want, we'd have to buy camber adjusting mounts.
Yeah.
I delved a tiny bit deeper and went... Well, look, these are 300 quid, I think they were £304.
Yeah.
It's a weird number.
Yeah.
They were £304 with camber adjustment plates, which obviously they'll be set to all of it.
Yeah. I think it's the negatives fuck.
Yeah.
It's the official term.
It's minus negative camber is what it's going to be. So I found those and I was like... Basically, undie quid each.
Mm.
What do you reckon? Because by the time we buy camber plates, we're going to be over that on the other coilies. So,
and also, I mean, my thinking really was, yeah, we're doing this on the cheap. But because things are being split three ways, it's even more on the cheap, isn't it?
Yes.
Really, as far as individual spend goes. So I was like, let's just find the cheapest coilovers we can find. Because when I had that Drifty 46, I went out and bought, guess what? The cheapest coilovers I could find, right?
Yeah.
And I thought we could just do that then. And you were like, well, actually, there's these. And I thought, more money. Oh, hang on. It's only a hundy each rather than £88 each.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And we get the camber adjustment plates, blah, blah, blah. So fucking why the hell not?
Yeah. So I'd looked at them and I put them in my saved list.
Mm-hmm.
And then my eBay pinged up, oh, these are 3% off, and they were £287.
Yeah.
And I was like, even cheaper, just as we're about to order them.
Yeah.
And then I looked on the listing, and it said, or make offer. And I thought, well, obviously, hindsight is fantastic, because had I have known that they were just going to accept it, I would have gone lower.
Mm.
But I thought, well, they're only 285 quid as it is.
Yeah.
I'll put an offer in at 270.
Yeah.
So I put an offer on them at 270. About an hour and a half later, been accepted. Thank you for your purchase.
I do.
Blah, blah, blah. Thought, oh, brilliant.
Mm.
Hopefully they'll be here before next weekend, i.e. this weekend coming.
Yep.
On release day, tomorrow.
Yep.
So I ordered them, as of release day, I ordered them 1 week ago exactly. Then 45 minutes or so after that, I get an email confirmation. Is your tracking number, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes after that, they've been dispatched. I was like, fucking yes.
At this point, do you know what I thought? Because you said they've been dispatched, they're fucking on it. Some of you, and if you know who I'm talking about and you're not a patron, who the fuck are you? Judas.
Mm.
He bought what I can only describe as a load of old shit for a car he had at the time.
Shocker.
And he went, fucking hell, it's been dispatched already. I said, really? Coming from China. And I said to him, you do realise it's not the dispatching that takes the time.
Yeah.
It's the delivery bit.
Yeah.
And he went, oh, fuck, yeah. So you said dispatch, and I thought, he's going to be getting ahead of himself.
Yeah.
These are coilovers for an E39, which aren't, you know, it's not like an E36 or an E46 or even an E90, where they're cheap and everywhere.
Yeah.
E39s are, well, not cheap, as we know, because we've discussed Bennies, for example. And they're not really used for drifting, and they're not really, I mean, they're modified, but... they're not normally sort of done on the cheap.
No.
I thought, they're coming from China.
Yeah.
They are coming...
Well, I wouldn't have ordered them if they were.
Well, sometimes I say UK and they're not.
Well, the thing was is that it said UK distributor.
Yeah.
And it did say delivery within two to four business days.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, well, that's fine. If I order them on the Friday, hopefully by Wednesday, Thursday, they'll be here. So I got the dispatch confirmation, etc. Saturday morning, just about to go and get in the shower. Like, literally, I was walking past the front room window.
Yeah.
DPD van outside.
Oh, what's she ordered now?
And I thought, what's that?
Yeah.
And then this poor old, well, not old, but this, she was small as well. This poor delivery driver is like fucking heave-hoeing on this fucking box. And I was like, fucking hell. Jeez. Coilies. Yeah, so
name Buccaneer.
24 hours basically.
Mad,
between them actually accepting the offer
mm.
and them turning up on my front door.
Yeah. It is ridiculous, mental. Isn't it? Absolutely mental.
All of that for £270. Didn't have to pay for delivery either. that's free.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, generally it's just baffling to me.
Yeah. I do free delivery on eBay on the RPM shop. And
Yeah.
All of that is cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
If you select the free delivery option, then
with yours, I think you have an option to
yeah. If you select the free delivery option, it's going on every be there when it's there.
Yeah, I'll take it to them.
Yeah.
When I can be bothered.
Don't be fucking tight.
Yeah,
if you're spending £1,000 on an exhaust, just spend an extra £20 and I'll send it on DHL. It's insured, tracked, and it'll be with you the next day.
Yeah. So, the very next. So, me and you, because Benny's off gallivanting, sleeping on the floor. He can't listen to the pod at the minute, he's not allowed AirPods at work, so he will actually be sleeping on the floor, no argument at all.
Yeah.
Me and you are going to be doing some E3rd and arm work.
Yeah.
Coilovers.
Yeah.
You're going to finish up the hydro.
Well, as long as we got time, yes, because this is my only sticking point.
You got to be somewhere.
I got to be gone, yeah. So, basically, I need to be leaving work by 5 o'clock at the absolute latest.
I don't mean that much later than that.
Well, no, you say that, but I mean, because you two cunts couldn't get out of bed and couldn't get there.
Oh my god! Honestly, time, right?
We didn't leave there until 6:15 last time.
You brought it up twice on the pod, okay, guys? If you think that's excessive, oh my god, has he gone on about it in real life as well? Once I'm late to something, and you fucking never hear the end of it.
Once you're on time to something, and you'd never hear the end of it.
No, I know. I think it's 1 a year.
I expected more from Benny.
Can I be honest? That's what slowed me down.
What, that you expected more from Benny?
Well, I was just like, I said, I get on with the food. I'm not even out of, he said, I'm still at home. So I thought, well, why am I rushing around like a fucking blue-ass fly? He's not even there. Do you know what I mean?
It's just left me to it.
You were busy. You had things on.
Unbelievable.
But you did. That's what you did. No,
I'd
comeback.
I got there and I'd fucking emptied the car. I'd got rid of all of the rubbish, thrown away all of the bits of the interior that weren't needed.
You had
needed.
Things on. I didn't want to turn up too early and loiter.
You knew exactly what I had on.
Yeah.
I had one person turning up who was delivering me a cruise control kit for the E39.
For the what? For the what?
For the Cayman.
For the Boxster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to turn up and be all, you know, loitery.
You wouldn't have been, because he was there.
There's the cruise control. There's a very sweaty man in an E90 BMW over there just staring
breathing
at us.
Breathing down my neck.
He's just sort of staring at me.
Why is he still so close to me?
he's actually not. It's just he's quite round. Parts of him are touching you. Yeah, so I thought, well, I don't want to turn up and be all awkward and weird. I thought, well, I'll do that.
You know, I mean, it got to 10:15 and I thought, I'm just going to shut the fucking door now.
Oh, you're so dramatic.
Got a 5:10 and I thought, oh, that's right, they'll be here any second.
Well, I genuinely...
Any second.
Right, I will die on this hill. I'm not proud of the fact that I'm often late to things, okay? But one thing that pisses me off more than anything is when people are surprised. And I know that sounds so fucking arrogant, but I just think, you know...
It's not a surprise, Niall.
But just don't be...
It's a constant disappointment. That's the difference.
What was it? I don't like tardiness at the best of times. Fucking it, honestly. The grief. How much grief have you given Benny? None. He was later than I was.
I gave him plenty on the day.
On the day, yeah.
But to be fair, I haven't spoken to you one-on-one since then.
No, but I'm in two group chats with you.
Yeah, and who's in the group chats?
Benny.
Right.
In one of them.
Yeah, so any comment I've made about tardiness has been in that group chat.
Yeah, but I argue the toss, he doesn't. So I feel like I lose, he just stays out of it. You know when Bold is like, social credit scores this, and you can only have a pizza a year of all that bollocks. And I go, ignorance is bliss, I'm happy leaving it alone. When Benny's like, you're a bunch of fucking idiots rocking up late, he's like, yeah, I know. And I'm just like, hang on, well, yeah, but the thing is, there are my defense though. And I just end up winding myself up so chronic.
Yeah, that.
Have I mentioned my illness? It's a genuine disease. Time blindness. It's a thing. Gloss over it all you like, it's a thing.
Yeah, okay.
I'm cursed.
Yeah.
And so are you now, by knowing me.
Yeah.
Right, I'm having it out here now. What time do you want me there on Saturday?
9 o'clock.
Now, come on.
9 o'clock.
John, Saturday.
9 o'clock.
Well, I was going to say 10, so we meet at 9:30, in the middle.
I want to be working on that car at 9:30.
All right, you can work on it at 9:30, I'll be there at 9:30. Come on, give me a... Oh, fucking hell. All right.
If you're getting there at 9:30, you are collecting breakfast before you get there. And that way I will let you off, because you will leave your house at 9 o'clock and you will go and get breakfast, bring it to us for 9:30.
Well, I haven't gained anything, have I?
Yes.
What have I gained?
Breakfast, for one. And for two, in here, you will have gained something. I'm pointing at my chest for those of you that can't see what I'm doing. Well, yeah, that as well.
Get that anyway.
Reflux.
Yeah.
You will have received...
Hello. That kind of party.
You will have received the greatest source of pride that you could ever imagine.
Just for being on time?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
You'll get my praise.
Oh, now that I'm up for. Doesn't happen very often. You've got to grab these opportunities when you can.
Both and hands. It's going to work the same as a clocking in machine.
Well,
anywhere up to 3 minutes after.
Oh, is that the leeway, is it?
That's the leeway.
We shouldn't have said that. Because I'll aim to be 3 minutes late.
But the frown of every second will get deeper.
I'll be honest, I will probably be on time because there's no way I can put up with this fucking just grief, guilt,
Beratement,
just honestly.
I'll be ringing you at 7 o'clock.
Why?
To tell you, get up.
Not at fucking 7, you won't be. I will be letting you ring me at 7. I'm general principle. I'll wake up 2.5 hours before you're supposed to be here.
Yeah.
10 minutes down the road.
Get up.
Get after it.
Yeah, fucking right, boy.
I'll be there at 9:30.
Time waits for no man.
What about the blind?
Don't wait for him either.
Time blindness. It's a disease.
Like I said on the group chat when you said about it, it's the same sort of disease as chronic fatigue syndrome. It's just laziness.
Yeah, I've got that as well. That's my problem. That's why I can't get out of bed in the morning.
So,
I blame... Why do they make bed so comfy? Do you know what I mean? That's what I blame. The comfy bed people. So, and you know I've got a comfy bed.
I will
bed.
Be messaging you on Friday night.
Saying, stop gaming. It's
at 11
late.
O'clock, saying, come on, that's enough.
I work all week, John.
That's enough.
If I turn the internet off... If I see snooping around my router later, getting the admin
you
fucking key off
to.
Of it.
I'll just turn up out here with a pair of snips.
Oh, shit, yeah. For those of you who aren't in the room, my internet cable is just linged out the window. All right, fine. All right, well, I'll tell you what, I'm having this then.
All right.
As well as all the pride and all the bollocks, when we next record...
Yeah.
If I'm on... When I'm on time... All the praise on this pod.
I will. I will publicly praise you.
Like you should.
However, if you are late...
God.
With great power, my friend.
Comes great responsibility. Right, okay. Whoa.
Right. So yes, our plan. Plan as of Saturday, well, tomorrow when you're listening,
yeah,
we will be in the workshop fitting coilovers. Hopefully, get time to plumb in the hydro in the same day. Because I need to be.
Because also, you may remember, we said on the podcast last time, if anyone has any ideas, let us know because we're not too sure. And Henry, of all people, Ald Henners, or as he's known to nobody, Muzzer, as it turns out. Because we saw him doing banger racing, and he's got Muzzer written on his car.
Yeah.
No one's called him Muzzer in his whole life ever.
No.
So as Ald Henners gracefully sent me a big message on how to do it, and said, I've plumbed in a few hydros in my time, said some words I didn't fully understand.
Yeah.
So I sent it to you, and you were like, oh, fucking hell. He doesn't fucking trust me anymore. I was like, but we asked. So thank you to Henners.
You asked.
It's a collective.
Okay, the royal.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know the worst part about that, though, is that Ald Muzzer said, put it in the Discord as well.
What's that?
The message he sent to you.
No, the Discord. What's that?
Oh, yeah. To which I replied, thank you, mate. Just out of curiosity, would the way I've suggested it work?
Yeah.
Tumbleweeds.
Oh, yeah, he does that, Henners.
So
I love Henners. I'll send him something. 2 days later, I'll get a reply.
Yeah.
I'll reply. He'll reply. I think, ooh. Nada. Nit.
End of conversation.
End. Tumble.
Finn.
Finn, yeah. Directed by Robert B. Wilde. Lum, lum, lum. Wumla, 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 wum. Wink. Oh, Lord. Anyway, where the fuck? Hydro, if we've got time.
Yeah.
I think we'll have time.
Coils and hydro. That's a nice goal for the day. Because then it means that the next day that we're going to go and do stuff, it is all oily work, basically. Because we might as well do diff seals and rocker cover gasket.
Yeah.
And I genuinely think at that point, if the hydro's working, well, other than clutch, it depends if we go balls deep and do the clutch as well.
Kind of think it needs doing.
Well, I'll just have to get a price. But actually, saying that, we've had a stroke of good luck. Should I disclose this?
Disclose what?
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, I was going to say, are we going to? I don't see why not.
Yeah, okay. So I mean,
it's not a secret. They're worth what they're worth.
Yeah, so
fuck it, don't tell him.
We've had a stroke of good luck.
Meow.
We kind of were banking on getting a little bit of money back for the cats in the car.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to need them.
No.
Obviously, if the car was going back on the road because we're law-abiding citizens.
Of course.
We would be replacing those with sports catalysts. But, yeah, so got a price for the cats and they will quite comfortably pay for the coilovers.
Mm-hmm.
The diff seal.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the rocker cover gasket.
I thought so. Yeah, they will.
So, effectively, even with the modifications that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
the car has still only cost us 400 quid. 500 quid, sorry.
Yes.
Well, plus the service bits. But service bits are service bits. You can't really.
Yes.
But also, again, That wasn't an expensive thing.
God no.
Because we've also got a water pump
mm-hmm.
that we've kept.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, basically it will have cost us all £212 each.
Not bad, is it?
Nope.
For what will be a fully working, driving, running drift car.
Yeah.
An actual drift car.
Yeah.
Not, you know. Like some of those lifestylers out there. You know, it's actually good to go.
Yeah.
Exciting times.
I mean, when you put it like that, it's a cheap hobby, isn't it?
Fuck me, yeah. The only issue, not issue, but like, the actual seat time on the day between three of us is going to be not fantastic.
Probably not, no.
But given what it owes us and what we've spent out and even what the drift day itself is going to cost each of
yeah.
us. Yeah. I mean, it's 60 quid each for the drift day.
Yeah.
I mean,
But you can go I did wonder. I did wonder what the rules and regs were as to whether if we paid a little bit extra, so we paid the 90 quid each.
Yeah.
If that would mean we could literally, the car could literally go out one after one after one after one after one.
Might be a possibility.
Because I'm assuming that if we do it as, I don't know how Drift Day works, but I'm assuming that you've got Group A, Group B, Group C.
Yeah.
And that car will always be in Group A.
Yeah, that's true. Like submit, know, so, yeah. So if we pay three times rather than once and two extra drivers,
yeah,
we then have three submissions, as yes, it were, sort of three yeah, entrants.
So the car could go out on groups A, B, and C.
Mm.
I'm not sure how much the car would appreciate that, but...
Well, she's a Ald Beamer, so she'll take it in her stride and just keep going and going and going and going, yeah, and then cook up.
Cook up.
Cook up. Cook that. Cook that. She said last time. I talked to my mate Ald Skippy and see what he's got to say.
Yeah.
See if that's something they'd be willing to do.
Yeah.
I mean...
At the end of the day, if it's an admission, it's an admission, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say, we are taking up three slots, though. We're paying three times.
Yeah.
We're not getting anything for cheaper.
No.
We're not going, oh, can we have the three, but still pay this? We're yeah, willing to pay, because I'd pay 90 quid.
Yeah.
It's half the price of a cheap track day.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard to find, you know?
Yeah.
At that price.
Yeah.
But, no. I think probably I would have liked to have squeezed in a Drift Day before the year was out. I don't think we're going to.
No, I don't.
It.
I think with the limited amount of time that's left between now and Christmas slash Chrysler. New Year,
Maybe January then.
Well, yeah, I'd like to think by Jan it will be.
Is she
ready to rock and roll?
We'll aim for Jan then.
Yeah,
I can't see a reason why.
Not really,
because we are this weekend plus another day working on it away from it being definitely ready to go.
I think
we?
So. Yeah, I think so.
Including clutch, exhaust.
Yeah.
And everything else
I think,
in between.
You know, the only bit that I still think we need to, the annoying bit is that I think actually we only need one. But if we could effectively find one more wheel, because we're going to use Benny's Empowers on the front.
Yeah.
And then that will give us four 16-inch
yeah,
that we can use on the rear. It's got full-size spare, so we've got five.
So if we find one more, that's
if we found
pair
one
each.
More, that's a pair each of wheels.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Obviously, we're not going to bother changing the wheels for each driver.
Nah.
But if we had...
That's your set,
if
that's
we
one
had,
set.
Yeah. Mm. If we had a set of rear tyres each... in inverted commas for the
yeah,
day,
mm-hmm,
then hopefully that would be plenty.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And the good thing is, if we buy another set of wheels, that's two of us sorted, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just one set of wheels.
Mm.
It's not like four sets, in a whole set each or anything like that.
No.
It's just... Yeah, no, I think it'd be good. And I'm glad I was over the moon when we were finished. Because any issues that were like that could stop us in our tracks had been ironed out.
Yeah.
It doesn't cook up.
No.
Starts and drives as it well very well actually, considering
yeah,
it's been parked.
Yeah,
up
it's fucking silky smooth.
Yeah, honestly, isn't it?
Yeah.
We fired it up, it was just like, oh lord, that is
when,
smooth.
When I moved it last week, I was like, right, let's see how she is now that A, she's had a bit of a kick in
yeah,
and then just got turned off and left for a week. And B, Niall did the service.
Hey! I mean, I'm with you.
I turned the key. Fucking lovely.
What noise?
There
she goes.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. Mm.
So.
Beamers. Even the shit ones are good. Honestly, we should copyright that before BMW steal it from
yeah,
us. Even the shit ones are good. Even the front-wheel drive ones are good. Anyway. Do you want to do a bit of a Formula 1 corner? Okay. McLaren smashed into each other. Max might win the championship. We both secretly hope he does.
Yes.
And what a comeback that would be.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what, if he does... I want... What? If he does, I don't want to hear any more lies about Hamilton being the GOAT.
Yeah, or... Well, it's just the car. It's just the car. Because we all know from the end of last season and the first two-thirds of this season, the car's a fucking dug.
Oh, Christ. Fucking spaniel of a thing.
Yeah.
One thing I will say, though, and I didn't think I would, and Green Beef will be ahhing in his pants right now. Red Bull have had one hell of a performance boost since old Sweaty Finger, whatever the fuck he was called, left. I've always liked Christian Horner.
Yeah.
I don't particularly know why, but I do. And when they got rid of him, I thought, and I'll always admit when I'm wrong, I thought the biggest mistake they could have done.
The downfall of Red Bull.
Here it starts, begins. I might have even said that on the pod.
Yeah.
And I've got a real kicker about people who have devoted large portions of their life, personally, professionally, everything in between, to then be gone, nah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I hate it more than anything. You know? And that's what I thought they'd done. And I thought they fucked him over like there's no tomorrow. Kicked him while he's down as well with all the press shit that he kind of brought on himself, Sweaty Finger, if it was actually him or not, we'll never know, all that shit, and they kicked him while he was down.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's kind of onto a lose-lose, really, because he either floats off into the distance and is known as, a bit Jimmy Savile-esque,
that pervy guy from Red Bull, do you remember him?
Didn't he raise a load of money for charity and touch some kids in the process?
Yeah.
You know, God, didn't he win a load of championships and send a picture of his finger once or something?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It'll be more, you mean the one who sent a picture of his fucking knob and won some championships? Do you know what I mean? It's going to be that way around. Or he takes over another team, or he's team principal, or he's this, he's that, he's the other. But that's such a gamble, because if it doesn't work...
Yeah, well, Danny Rick.
Yeah.
I know it's not team principal.
No, but it's the same, you know.
Jumping ship.
Yeah.
At the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, forget having an egg on his face, he'll have a whole fucking nest on him. You know, and it's like, oh, it comes back and he does all right.
Yeah.
But if that happens, people still be like, way, finger. You know what I mean? So it's just, I hate it.
Yeah.
But, well, Lord, they pulled someone out of the fucking bag since then.
Yes.
And I watched
But they reckoned that they made 6 aerodynamic changes to the front to the front end of that car before Texas.
Yes.
Well,
I read an article.
And that was a dominant performance, I might just add.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dominant.
Yarp.
You know, the sprint race, prime example.
Mm.
Within fucking, I know there was carnage and stuff behind, but after the restart, within 2 corners, he was 0.8 of a second in front.
Yeah.
I mean...
But I mean, I read an article, which is code for I watched a TikTok, and they were basically saying, and then, I mean, this isn't some nerd in his bedroom going, oh, well, I think this. This is a guy who works in Formula One. And he was saying that the reason he thinks the change has been so vast at Red Bull is because Christian, first name terms, is a businessman. Allegedly, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying allegedly, like I don't believe it, but I don't know how true this is. I don't work at Red Bull. But apparently, on the Friday practice, Red Bull always ran their engines at 80% to save the engines.
Yeah.
For A, performance, because you don't want them to blow up. But more importantly, money. It's only practice. Rein the fuckers in. We know we're fast. Kind of thing, you know? This new guy who's coming, I can't remember his name. Odd looking fella.
Yeah.
Very European looking. He's gone, no. We're here for, we need 100%. So he's ramped the engines up. He's very much involved on an engineering level, whereas Horner was more delegate, leadership.
How do I get you to sign this check?
Yeah, basically, yeah. And how do I get the best out of you for the least amount of money?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Sort of priorities, bit afraid. So they think that's what a lot of it is. touch quickly on the McLaren smash.
Yeah.
One thing that I'm a bit like, which a lot of people say, I mean, I'm a Lando fan. I don't understand the hate he gets. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Will he be a multiple world champion? No.
No.
Will he be a world champion at some point? Possibly.
Yes.
I think he's got it in him, in the same way Jenson Button had it in him when he had the classic car and there was no real competition around him.
Yeah.
But he still has it in him and he is still a world champion. I just think, I wouldn't say I don't like Piastri. I do think Piastri's a better driver at the moment.
Yeah.
I think Lando is still young, has time to, you know, improve and work on certain areas that aren't great. He's not great under pressure. He's not great at turning pole positions into victories. He sort of bottles it, plays it a bit safe, all that kind of bollocks, which is not what you want in a racing driver.
No.
You need that balls to the wall attitude. If you no longer go for a gap, you're no longer a racing driver, mate.
Yeah.
Other quotes like that, you know. And he will probably learn from his mistakes and get his villain era and all that bollocks that he keeps saying. But Oscar, at the last, what was the one before?
Singapore?
Possibly. Yes, I think it was. Whatever it was before. They had a little coming together.
Yeah.
Oscar on the radio, booting off. Somewhat rightly so. He was crashed into by his teammate.
Yeah.
Their response was, well, he was avoiding another car. And he said, well, he done a pretty shit job because he hit me. Fantastic job avoiding the other car.
Yeah.
Took me out. So what he gained? Nothing. Still contact. kick off. Papaya rules, fucking inter-team nonsense. But then what happens at the following race? Piastri makes... Again, I don't want to be too biased, but what can only be described as a ridiculous move into T1. That was only ever going to go one way, in my honest opinion.
But the problem is that, yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it was ridiculous is because it's T1 of lap one.
Yes.
And everyone is there.
Yeah.
You're not T1 lap 14.
No.
And you've got no one. Mm-hmm. Well, the car behind you is 2 seconds behind you. So it's you and the guy in front. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking this line.
Yeah.
Whether you choose to yield or not is up to you, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But it also wasn't really Piastri's fault. It was Alonso into Hülkenberg, into Piastri, into Lando.
But I just think, like you said, on T1, lap one,
yeah,
to take such a sort of deep, or sort of wide, cutting back
in line.
It's
an aggressive line, isn't it? Because you're taking the inside line, knowing full well that you're going wide on the exit.
Yeah.
And, you know, whenever there is a turn one pass on that track, either, if you're someone like Charles Leclerc, you see it coming, you let him go, and then you just undercut him because he's wide on the way out and you're tight on the way out. So, bye, you know, doesn't matter. Or, as you saw with, in the race, was it?
Sainz and Hülkenberg? Not Hülkenberg.
No.
Is that the one you mean?
It might have been. I can't remember now. But
Sainz
anyway,
done a sort of similar-esque.
Yeah, move. I think it was actually, and he pushed. Oh no, not when he took himself out.
Oh.
When he actually made the position. I don't know if it might have been Hamilton.
Who?
Yeah.
that back.
But
marker.
Anyway, you know, takes the tight line, pushes the other car all the way off, and claims the line
because the other
car didn't yield.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, he's now technically in front of me. I've got to yield.
Yeah.
Unless you're Max Verstappen, then you don't have to. You just use all of the runoff and say, you pushed me off.
Yeah. Did you see that, Mesh? You pushed me off the track.
Also, though, what I will say about Hamilton...
Who?
Yeah, so you might not have known this... He's broken a record at the weekend.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Another one.
Another record that Hamilton's broken.
Ooh. Most laps led, most laps led.
No, what it actually is he's now completed the most races in a Ferrari without being on a podium. 18 was the previous number. He's now on 19.
Goat.
Yeah.
The greatest
feet liker.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, I'm tired.
Christ. 46 minutes of gold.
Yeah.
And then the rest up to the hour 20 mark. Absolute litter. Thank you. So I was going to say, sorry, Bulge isn't here, but I'm not. Because he's not, is he? Because if he was, he'd be here. Yeah. You know?
I think he's a little bit sorry, isn't he?
He seemed it.
He paid for our dinner, to be fair.
He did pay for our dinner.
He didn't need to do that.
He did not need to do that. He didn't need to do that. So fuck, you were nodding and no one heard it. And I fucking verbalised it. This is why you've got a Porsche and I haven't. It's things like that. The little things like that daily for our whole lives.
Minor details.
That's it. Right. Patreon.com/lemonlife autopod. The link is in the description. If you've made it this far, then why the hell aren't you a patron? It will cost you £3.60 a month. That is including tax. We can't do anything about that. It's the government for you. It is cheaper than a meal deal. It is the best thing you will do today. The best thing you'll do this week, month, year.
Yeah, that.
If not, just fucking leave. There's no contract. Just leave if you don't want to. You say, you click a button that says, no thanks. It tells us. They said, no thanks. You can even put it in a box. Why? Because you are two and a half fucking morons who don't know what you're talking about, and podcast equipment should be more expensive to wash out people like you.
Yeah, that, yeah.
In a nutshell.
I blame Amazon.
I do.
For supplying microphones at an affordable rate.
Honestly.
That you three fucking idiots feel entitled enough.
Honestly.
To force us to listen to this.
They should price morons like us out the market. But fortunately, we got in there before they could. So, thank you so much for listening. John, say bye.
Bye.
Niall, say bye. Bye. Bold, say bye.